Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with the representatives of the Price Tower, and we got DeShane in this morning to help me out this morning, and we're doing well.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
And looks as though things continue to progress. I don't know how we're coming on the World Heritage Site, but I keep looking forward to that event.
Yeah, we are still waiting to hear from them, and so we're hoping sometime this summer. Most likely June or July, but there's no guarantee exactly when we'll actually find out.
So, well,
yeah,
keeping
fingers crossed.
We'll just keep it in suspense, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Egg drop coming up this weekend.
Yes, we have egg drop this Saturday, and we still have open registration, and it's still open to all ages. We have basically six categories.
Okay.
Well, we have, we're doing 13 and up, and then 12 and under, and then, of course, teams, and then we have the biggest black category. So for those that do have a broken egg, and if it's done with flair,
there you go.
They will win a prize for that.
Yeah, I like the flair part. I have to remember that. That's
exactly.
Good.
Exactly. Yeah. and then of course we have our best design category. So be sure to design or decorate and actually create something unique with your vessels, and then we have the overall grand prize.
Yeah, and it does make a difference. I mean, some of them you can tell have been designed rather hurriedly, but for functionality as opposed to form.
Yes. You know, there are some kids, you know, they spend a couple of weeks on it, and then there's others that will create it that morning. So all is welcome, because it's a free program, and it's really just it's a program to not only entice and encourage science and math, but also just creativity, because, you know, it's not every day that you get to drop something off of the 10th floor of Price Tower.
Exactly. And this has been going on for a number of years, and it's always fun. Fortunately, we've always had great weather for it. Some years it's been a little windier than others, but
correct,
it's always been a good day.
Correct. Yes. And that's the other fun factor is, you know, they have to kind of anticipate just a slight wind. So,
I read the forecast all the time, and I tend to leave off that last sentence about wind, you know, light winds, winds 5 to 10. There's always a 5 to 10 mile an hour wind at least around here. So, leave it off. It's elementary stuff. If there was going to be winds of 15 to 25, I'll mention it. But generally, just assume a light wind around here.
Absolutely. And we're expecting to have a really fun day, and you're actually going to be our MC.
I enjoy that. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and I think people really do enjoy it. And we even have some people that will come and just camp out just to watch.
Yeah.
We have a couple of couples that live relatively close to the Price Tower, and they'll just bring their lawn chairs and maybe some breakfast and some coffee, and they'll just sit and watch the kids drop some stuff off of the building.
And the last few years, you've had the firemen on hand to kind of assist as well?
Absolutely. And they will be joining us again this year. I did hear a rumor that they might be bringing their fire truck. So that will be another little fun addition. And then we also have the Boy Scouts that will be participating. They're actually going to be having their own separate category that will, I think it's for a patch.
Okay.
So they will also be here as well.
So for those that don't know, we've kind of alluded, you know, talked all the way around it. The egg drop, basically, and I'll let you fill in the details, but there is a target. And closest to the target, I'll say, is best. Mm-hmm. And then unbroken eggs is kind of a mandatory thing.
Basically, the whole process is you create a vessel. You need to make sure that you keep a hole inside the vessel, because we provide the egg. We will have it numbered, or even a little smiley face maybe on there. And so you will insert your egg there on site. And then we will send everybody, each category up to the 10th floor, where we will have a couple of firefighters and some volunteers that will help the process of them dropping off of the 10th floor, and we have a balcony up there. And from there, after the drop is made, we have a couple of volunteers that have been experts for the last few years. They've done the measuring. So basically what happens is we have a large target, and then they measure the distance from the center of that target, and then they actually have a scoring process. So they kind of eliminate exactly, they do their little calculations and figure out, and each person gets a score. So at the end, after everybody has gone through, the scores are lined up, and whoever has the highest score essentially wins.
Well, and I think the reaction that I get from those, particularly as they come down, they'll comment, because the center of the target obviously is a few feet away from the building.
Correct.
So you can't just hold it out there and assume it's going to hit the target.
Correct.
Some days there's no wind and you'll get a little bounce off the building, and other days it's kind of like, well, no matter what I did, it's going to end 20 feet over that way anyway.
Exactly. So it's not just as simple as just dropping it off. You have to be a little calculated with where you place it and where you drop it off, depending on wind and all of the other elements.
We could send them down to Fort Sill to artillery school after that. it is a fun idea, and it has carried on now for the better part of 10 years, and I think everybody enjoys it, from mom and dad to the youngest person.
Yeah, and like I mentioned earlier, it's open to all ages, so we do have an adult category, essentially, and we do have adults that have participated, and in fact, one of them called me yesterday. I think he's a college student, and he asked me if he can use Mayo as part of the intern.
And I think in general, you said no food.
Generally, I do say no food, and it still kind of holds today, because we have to be incredibly careful with some of the materials. Now, if it's something like bread, that's a little different. It's mostly like liquid-based items, or even gelatol-type items, or anything that can essentially explode and go all over the building. So, one crazy year we had a guest use a watermelon. They drilled a hole in it and they put the egg in there, and they dropped essentially a watermelon with an egg inside off the building. And I can't remember if it survived.
No, it won best splash.
I would imagine
the egg did not survive.
Okay, that's what I would have imagined that. But
yeah.
Yes,
when I say best splash, I mean on the other side of the street.
Yes.
We had pieces of watermelon.
Yes, we were still cleaning after a couple of weeks. We were still wiping watermelon off the building. So, it's for situations like that we
and at the time it was a great splat. I'll leave it alone.
Absolutely. You know. It was probably in the top 10.
Yeah.
Or top 5.
Yeah. But you have, let's say, refined the rules.
Yes. We've had to for those very well, and considering that we are in a historical building, so we still have that responsibility of protecting the site, and also it's a safety hazard. So if there's things flying around, it could possibly hit somebody. And
the last thing you would want, 3 days later, hypothetically, a mom and 3 or 4 kids walking down the street, and somebody get decaying watermelon on their shoe.
Sure. Yes. Or slipping.
Yep.
Anything.
Well, that might be fun. But anyway, so again, just no food items.
Correct.
And I'll let you decide about the mayo and whether you can use that as a material inside or not. But it is a fun, and there's some good prizes.
There are. We have, this year, we're actually giving all of our winners family memberships. So, as I've mentioned
before,
which,
by the way, is a $66 value.
It's a $66 value. It can hold up to, it's for up to 6 members, and you basically get all of the benefits of an individual member. So you get full access to our gallery, you get a 10% discount in our gift shop, and then you also just get access to pretty much the entire building, and you also get discounts to our tours and any other programs that we actually have. So it's a great value, and again, this is just something for us to give back to the community.
the designs over the years have been basically two categories, either something to cushion the fall of the egg
mm-hmm.
or something to slow it down so that it gets a softer landing.
Yes, we've had some that have had some very elaborate parachutes. We've had some that were basically just a styrofoam box and it was strategically cushioned inside. I'm trying to think of some of the more unique ones besides the watermelon. That one usually takes the cake.
Yeah. and some have been very elaborately decorated. I mean, it was to the point of it was an egg-shaped container mm-hmm. that I'm thinking of with all kinds of decorations glued on the outside
yes.
of it, and it looked great.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some very creative students and some creative adults. I believe one year... I think it was last year, we actually had one that was kind of designed like a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so it glided down slightly and it was, I mean, it didn't land very well, but it still looked really, really cool. Even if the egg doesn't survive, you can still win
I think they were even trying to apply Rizzulli's principle and get uh-huh. a bit of lift on the wing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it does work.
Yeah, it does. And so if you do a little research and just be creative and just have fun with it. Either or. Just come join us on Saturday. And open registration starts at 9 a.m. So if you haven't registered already, you don't worry. You can register that morning. And then we start dropping eggs at 10 a.m.
Sounds good. We will continue talking more about how you can get involved downtown in that great structure that we call the Price Tower in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and highlighting the Price Tower, Price Tower Art Center, the right place, and all the other things associated with that building. It's a great gift shop, and if you're having out-of-town visitors or traveling someplace for vacation this summer, stop by and take something of Bartlesville with you.
Absolutely. We have a wide variety of items, and I mean we're in the process of actually restocking in several areas. So yeah, we have a lot of Price Tower based items, and actually some of those items will be part of the prize packets that will take place this Saturday for the egg drop.
Okay. Other things going on, we've talked about dropping things off the building, mm-hmm. and you got to go up to the 10th floor to do that. But the inside is where most of everything actually goes on.
It does. And we actually have a few shows up. We have three mini shows. We have one that's called Capture Price Tower. And it features six artists that basically utilized the Price Tower as their inspiration for the piece. And then they created a piece and then they sent it to us. And then and each participant is actually entered into that competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a viewer's choice. So they are trying to win a night stay at the Price Tower.
Wow.
So how that goes is it's free admission. So you can go into the Price Tower, vote for your best for which piece you love the most, and then we will actually be announcing that winner on the 24th. We will be having a closing reception for both the Capture Price Tower and the Mid-Century to Modern. We'll have cheese and wine and a cash bar, and then of course music, and then we'll also have some of the artists there as well.
Okay, so it sounds like a fun reception and an opportunity one more time to view the exhibit as it is closing
absolutely,
out.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we're doing the closing reception slightly early,
mm-hmm.
But still, it does definitely give you some extra, about three more days to view it. But still, that was the best time to bring the artists there to announce the winner of Capture Price Tower, and then also to just have a nice evening in the Price Tower, and then if you want, you can easily go upstairs to Copper and have a nice dinner. Reception starts at 5:30 and it goes till 7, so.
Yeah, come on out and be part of it. And I think it's always neat to touch base with the artist or somebody associated if the artist is no longer living.
Absolutely. And all of these are living. A couple of them are actually local artists, and then a few of them are from Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
Okay, so it's a great opportunity to be part of it. How does someone get invited? Obviously, you need to be a member. I assume, anyway.
Well, this particular reception is actually open to the public.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just members or mm-hmm. anybody who's associated to Price Tower. It's really open to the public. So yeah, it's a free public event that you can come and see and meet the artists, and you can talk to some of the people that actually Price Connors, he mm-hmm. actually lent us a few items for the Mid-Century to Modern show, which is focusing on Russell Wright and Edith Heath. So it should be a really fun night. And then on Saturday, we have our kids' youth art show closing reception, and that is also open to the public. We will have some fun crafts, and we wanted to kind of do something unique for the kids, especially since it is their artwork in a museum, mm-hmm. and so a lot of them were really, really excited. But we coordinated with the Bartlesville Public Schools private schools, and then of course homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. So we have it actually features over 380 pieces.
Wow.
In our North Gallery, and it's pretty amazing to see.
It is. Now, we don't talk much about the North Gallery, but it's a great space for you.
It is. The North Gallery, we're actually in the process of kind of redefining our gallery space. When I say redefining, just kind of playing around with
okay.
it. So, I mean, we'll still definitely have exhibits and stuff like that, but we're trying to find ways to make it a little bit more interactive and fun for people to visit.
Okay. Well, and speaking of those visits, you capitalize well on volunteers, whether it's the egg drop and I get to see the number of volunteers that are out for one event, or just the fact that you constantly need volunteers to be docents or to help out here and there.
Absolutely. Docents or volunteers in general are incredibly important to Price Tower. And quite honestly, I don't know if we would be able to do a fraction of the things that that we've been able to do over the years without our wonderful volunteers. And we have about a good probably 6 to 9 volunteers that will be with us for, and that's including the firefighters that will be there for the egg drop. So yes, and the two ladies that are experts, they've both been volunteers and docents for Price Tower, so they give tours as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a great relationship, and it's one of those things that in general you volunteer and it gets in your blood and you say, you know, what else can I do? How else can I help?
Absolutely. And the other unique thing about our volunteers is that they come from all walks of life. So we have teachers, we have architect students, we have architects. We have people that knew Bruce Goff. Mm-hmm. So we have some pretty amazing volunteers and docents.
Well, it's nice that your executive director has that architectural qualification too. You know?
Absolutely. And and he is still very active with our Ambler Architects, but yeah, he's done an incredible job so far. So we're just really excited to see all of the changes and all of the unique things that we will be doing in the future.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's the egg drop this Saturday. Registration starts at 9, I believe you said?
9:30 is okay. whenever we'll be available for any last-minute registration stuff. But again, if you still, if you don't make it before then, you can definitely give us a call or just show up.
Yeah. Can you pre-register through the website?
You can pre-register. Call 918-336-4949 and they can take your reservation at the front desk, or you can actually email at info@pricetower.org and you can pre-register there as well.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun Saturday morning, and let's see the forecast for your Saturday right now. At least sunshine and mid-50s. So weather-wise, we're going to have another good day for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Okay, we'll see you then. Thanks for coming out. And, of course, listeners are invited, participants or observers, you get to congratulate the winner whenever he or she receives the prize. So come on out and take a look at the big splat while you're at it as well. That's our Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 News. On the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner.